Hello and welcome to today's shamanic journey. I am your host, Octavia Brooks, shamanic energy healer. Today's journey is a practice journey for you to get used to the elements of a shamanic journey and to receive some initial benefits, to understand how shamanic journeys work with your life. We will start in a natural setting connected to all of the natural elements. You will call in one of your guides to go with you on this journey. We'll begin to take a little walk through a little woods and go out into a broad field. At the end of this field is a very majestic building called the Temple Without Boundaries. We'll go into the Temple Without Boundaries, and you'll have an experience at each of the elemental altars of earth, air, fire, and water. You'll be receiving gifts and take those with you as we travel back out and back into your life. Please enjoy. Please listen to this journey with headphones in a calm and peaceful setting, and be ready with a pen and paper and a glass of water at the end of the journey. As with any journey you take with me, if it turns out that you are not following along with my words and you go off script, so to speak, that is your experience, and it's always wonderful. It's most important for you to have your own experience. Let's begin. Close your eyes and begin to take some deep breaths right into the center of your chest. Fill your whole entire body with deep breaths and find yourself becoming calm and peaceful. You may really notice how your body is connecting with where you're sitting or lying down. Feel the weight of your body. And taking some deep breaths here, begin to imagine now a beautiful natural setting. This could be a place that you've been to before, a place that you have a beautiful, wonderful memory, or it could be a new place that is from your imagination. In this natural setting, the lighting is most perfect. All the colors are enhanced. You notice that there is a body of water nearby. It could be a creek, a lake, an ocean, or a beautiful flowing river. Notice the land where you are. Feel the land underneath your body, connecting with all of the natural elements. Light, water, earth, and air. Feel the peace of the land. Feel the vibrancy, the life force energy of this place that you've chosen to be the starting place of your shamanic journey. Next, we're going to call in a very powerful guide. A guide able to tell you what steps to take in the journey. And in this journey, we're going to be calling in your own higher self. Calling in and asking your own highest self, your soul self, to arrive here now as your guide. Feel your higher self arriving. You may sense their presence. You may have a visual idea. You may just know that they are here now with you. Your guide now shows you a pathway that you did not notice before. And you and your guide now begin walking down this little pathway, peacefully enjoying the natural setting and noticing that you're coming to a little woods. And this forest is made of very young sapling trees, high and tall. And as you enter into this forest, you notice that the trees are just moving slightly with the breeze and the leaves at the top, which is causing the sunlight to make beautiful shadows on the forest floor. And you and your guide enjoy this peaceful forest that is so alive with energy. You can even feel your energy expanding out into this forest and becoming more relaxed and comfortable. Walking down the pathway where the lighting is perfect and beautiful. The trees are vibrant and healthy. And up ahead, you begin to notice the forest seems to open up. You can see that there is a brighter quality to the light. And now coming to the edge of the forest, you see that you're about to walk into an open field of very tall grass. And entering into this field, you notice there are so many butterflies and birds, all very happy and cheerful, living in this wide open field. The nature here is vibrant and alive, celebrating life, having all of their needs met. And you and your higher self begin to walk through this field. There's a little pathway for you. And as you're in the middle of this field, you notice at one end of this field, which is surrounded by the sapling forest, at the other end of this field is one of the most enormous buildings you've ever seen. It is so wide and majestic that you cannot see the end of it to the left or to the right, and you cannot imagine how high up into the sky it goes. You feel drawn towards this sacred building. You can tell from a distance that it is decorated with ornate carvings, symbols. And as you become a little closer, you can tell that clearly this is a sacred temple. And the temple is very inviting. Approach the temple now and begin walking up the steps onto the front terrace. You notice the doors to the temple in front of you are so incredibly tall. However, as you approach, the doors to the temple begin to open, silently inviting you to enter. Walking into this beautiful building, you are entering into the temple without boundaries. And you are now into the center chamber of the temple without boundaries, noticing how this temple is decorated with every symbol from every tradition, every religion, every form of spirituality that ever existed. The walls are decorated with altars, statues, all the way from floor to ceiling. Everything here in this temple is ornate and majestic, as though the temple were created by the highest vibrational divine beings. Looking up, you can see that light streams in. However, you cannot perceive how high up the ceiling goes. And looking down, you notice that the floor is beautiful, polished, ornate. And you begin to notice that there are four main altars around the interior, and there is also an altar in the center. Find yourself moving towards one of the altars, this altar that is golden colored. This enormous altar is the altar to East and the element of air. This altar is decorated with the most ornate beauty, and all of the symbology is related to East and air. The wind, clarity of mind, new beginnings, the rising sun. As you stand before this altar, you can feel the energy of East and of air washing over you, cleansing you of dark thoughts, creating lightness in your mind, positivity, freeing you and releasing you to think more positively and healthy in your life. Your guide now points to the surface of the altar and indicates that you are welcome to take a gift or two from this altar. And the right and perfect gifts for you from East appear there on the altar. And so now take these gifts with you from this altar. Give your thanks and gratitude to East and Air for these gifts that will help you in your life. Your guide may give you something to carry your gifts from East and Air in, a bag or a basket, something appropriate. And next you move in front of the altar to fire and south. This altar is the color of red, and everything on this altar relates to fire and south. Creativity, soul's purpose, healthy passion and sexuality, knowing your own inner vibrancy, and the ability to transmute energy that no longer serves you. Receive a blessing now from fire and south as you stand in front of this altar, feeling the energy of south and fire coursing through you now. Next, your guide gestures to you that there are specific gifts for you on this altar of fire. Notice which item you feel called to, and take that item with you now. Something that will help you in your life, something that will help you personally. Giving thanks and honor now to the fire and to the south. Expressing your gratitude and appreciation for this communion. and begin moving now to the next altar. And now you arrive in front of the altar to west in water, which is the color of blue. And everything on this altar relates to west and water. Fluid movement, flowing from one part of your life to another. Fluid movement of accomplishment, flowing through areas in your life that might feel a little stuck, and allowing you to understand your emotions, the power and the force of your emotions, the teachings and the lessons of your emotions, and the interplay of emotions within your body, the movement of energy and motion through your body. Begin to receive now the blessings of west and of water. Feel west and water washing over you, cleansing you, healing your emotions, flowing deeply and filling up any place inside you that might be a little bit empty. As you begin to feel full and more whole from this blessing of water, your guide indicates that you can receive a gift from water. And the perfect gift or gifts show up now on the altar for you. And you can take these gifts with you for yourself and for your life now. Opening your heart in gratitude and giving thanks to West and Water for this beautiful experience. And beginning to walk now to the next altar. And you encounter an altar that is the color of nature. Greens, browns, and all the colors of the flowers. Standing in front of this altar to earth and to north. You feel the solidity of this altar, the knowledge about how to create security, prosperity in this third dimensional world. How to bring ideas into form and to manifest and materialize your dreams. How to feel comfortable and healthy in your body. How to participate in the celebration of life and drink in the life force energy. Receive now the blessings of the element of earth, helping your body to be strong, helping you to take firm steps on your path, feel the earth energy filling you up. Providing you with the awareness how to walk in this world with grace. As you begin to feel full from the blessings from the earth energies washing through you, entering in your body, supporting your health. Your guide begins to make you aware that there are gifts on this altar for you and for your life as well. Receive these gifts now. Give your thanks. Acknowledge the blessings you have received. And begin to move around briefly to the altar in the east, completing the circle. And then your guide begins to walk you into the center of this central chamber. And here you stand in front of an altar of center. This altar is translucent, however shimmering with power and potency. Your guide explains that this altar to center is the place of pure potential. Everything must return to center, and everything is made manifest from center. And your guide asks you to step forward, and you find that you can actually stand in the middle of this altar, and that this altar appears around you. Receive the blessings of center now, activating your heart and your capacity to love. Activating your clear perspective. Receiving the blessings of center to strengthen your inner core. To strengthen your inner power. Feel yourself becoming strengthened in your center. As you are in communion with center, very specific gifts begin to materialize before you. And you are welcome to receive these gifts for yourself and for your life. Giving thanks now to this altar of center all around you, expressing your gratitude for the blessings you've received to teach you how to stay in your center as you walk with grace in the world. And as you complete your gratitude, step back out of the center of this altar and back next to your guide. Take in once again the majesty all around you in the center chamber of the Temple Without Boundaries. And now you may notice that there are various doors, passageways to all different destinations. And today we're just noticing and appreciating all of the potential that exists here in the Temple Without Boundaries. Begin to move towards the doors at the front of the chamber. And as you move towards the doors, they again silently open. And before you walk out the doors, turn around one more time and give honor and thanks to this powerful place that has given you so many blessings and gifts today. And now you and your guide exit through the doors out onto the giant front terrace of the Temple Without Boundaries and begin to walk down the steps as the doors silently close behind you. And walking down the steps, you find yourself again in this beautiful field, the open field surrounded on three sides by the young sapling forest. And now as you enter this field, you notice that the quality of light is even more brilliant, as though you can see into the cellular structures, as though you can see into the energy field around all of the life forms in this field, the birds, the bees, the butterflies, the grasses, the flowers. Everything seems to glow with a radiant life force energy. Your perceptions have been heightened by the blessings you received, and you find it even easier to cheer and celebrate with all of the life in this beautiful field. Continuing to walk through the field, you find your pathway back into the sapling forest. And as you walk into the forest again, you feel like you can perceive further into the forest. And now you can perceive the creatures of the forest. As you walk along the path, you can acknowledge the creatures and you feel them acknowledging you as well. Everyone joyfully happy living in this beautiful place, completely fulfilled beyond their wildest expectations, and they share this with you. Continuing to walk through the forest, communing with this wonderful experience, you begin to find the pathway opening out again. And now you are walking down the path back to your original starting place. With your guide there at your side, notice once again the quality of light, the air on your skin, the body of water, and the power of the land. Find yourself back in your original starting place and give thanks now to your guide, who has been with you so generously on this journey. And now giving thanks and releasing your guide, your higher self, to return back to where they normally live, knowing that you can always contact this guide at any time. Expressing gratitude for this experience that you've had and for this place that is your starting place for your journey. Begin to return back into the room where you are seated, Wiggle your fingers and your toes. Begin to move your arms and touch your body, pat your body a little bit, bringing yourself all the way back. Gradually, when you're ready, open your eyes. Take a sip of water. And while you're still in this fresh memory of this profound experience, I invite you to take a few notes to remember what you learned here, to remember the gifts that you received. Thank you for joining me today. Have a phenomenal rest of your day.